Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sokala Duma Radio. I am Nkululeko Nkewu, your host, and in this week's episode, we speak to Engine Champs of Champs Tournament Director, Mr. Giancarlo Balosini, about the upcoming tournament and about South African youth football and age cheating and a lot of other things that are related to South African youth football. From me to you, enjoy this conversation. Engine and host club SuperSport United FC will once again host the youth tournament of the year, the Engine Champs of Champs, taking place from the 5th to the 8th of October at the University of Pretoria Sports Campus. Witness the best of the best in South African youth football, 6 teams, 20 matches and one coveted title. Sokala Duma Facebook will be broadcasting all the action live on Sunday the 8th of October. Don't miss out on the championship youth football at its best, University of Pretoria Sports Campus, 5th to the 8th of October. Engine, with us, you are number one.
Sokala Duma Radio.
They say it's the top youth football teams across the South African country that will lock horns in fierce battle to determine which club can call themselves the best of the best. Of course, the best of the best in the age group, the under-17s. The 2017 Engine Champs of Champs will kick off at the University of Pretoria on Thursday, the 5th of October, with champions being crowned on Sunday, the 8th of October. The tournament pits 5 regional Engine Knockout Challenge champions and the host club SuperSport United against each other over the course of the 4-day event. It also provides a platform for the players to showcase their talent in front of leading football scouts who are looking to unearth the superstars of tomorrow. I'm now joined on the line by the Champs of Champs Tournament Director, Mr. Giancarlo. Giancarlo Balosini, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me, and good morning to you too.
Yes, it's quite a pleasure to speak to someone like you that is involved with youth football. And before we actually ask the questions related to the tournament and the lots that we will be speaking to, I with the privilege of speaking to someone like you, I wanted to find out from you, just give us a sneak peek or an indication of how much goes into developing a player from a financial standpoint, and how much the other aspects that the club gets to spend on an average soccer player to get them to develop to becoming a professional footballer.
Okay, wow, that's a good kicking off question. Look, you know, I've been fortunate enough to been involved in youth football my whole career, and joining with SuperSport and at the beginning when Ajax was the only team that were looking outside the country for, you know, to take it to the next level. We were joined with Feyenoord from 2000, and later on we joined with Tottenham Hotspur. So youth football's always been very close to our hearts. We're always striving to develop and take, you know, steal with our eyes and steal with our minds, and see how we can improve the level of football in the youth space. And I tell you what, it's not just about the football. We look at a player holistically. We look at a lot of factors from our scouting perspective in terms of their family life, their education, their background. Not saying that everyone has to come from, you know, pristine background, but just how they are in the social environment compared to how they are in a playing environment, how they are in school, how they are mentally, how they are, you know, we look at every single aspect of a player going forward. And I think that tournaments such as this, as the Champ of Champs, and what Engine is trying to do, is really culminating that, because it's not just about the football anymore. There's a lot of factors and a lot of components that are involved with football. And coming to the cost of it, it is big cost. If you want to get players to play overseas, which is our first prize, and obviously represent at the Bafana level, then you're looking at big investments. And we've only got the likes of the Engines and, you know, all of the different clubs and academy sponsors that come to the party and have got a vision. And, you know, we need more of it, and we need more of the right type of it, not just the sponsors that get put out there, get burnt, and then never want to be involved in football. We really need to look after our sponsors. We really need to showcase them in the best of lights. And we need the media also to play a part in that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the competition, of course, which is the champs of champs, and the fact that a lot of money is spent to ensure that these players get to compete with the best of the best. And I remember a conversation that we once had with the head of academy at RX Cape Town, which is Duncan Crowley. We spoke to him, and he mentioned the fact that a lot of the times with young players, they get to play with lesser opposition, and as a result of that, they don't get to develop. And this kind of competition where you get the best of the best in these five regions helps with the players developing, because they get to play the best of the best in one platform and also being watched by scouts.
No, spot on. And, you know, that's exactly what Engine's brought to the party. Engine has invested, and Open Field have invested a lot of time and a lot of money to get exactly that, because we look at it. These are the best players from around the country. It's not limited to Gauteng or to KZN or to Cape Town. We've got them from KZN, from Cape Town, from PE, from Joburg, from Free State. And it's literally the competition at the highest level. And this is the culmination. You could almost call it the Champions League of the under 18 division in South Africa. And exactly what Duncan was saying, and as part of our discussion, we look at other sporting codes and we see why the rugby is so far ahead. And we see that they're playing the international competition against the best of the best, teams from New Zealand, teams from Australia, in Super Rugby day in, day out. We look at cricket, we look at all the other sporting codes, and they're doing that. When it comes to the football, there is a big neglect. You know, when I was speaking to our mates in Tottenham, their pre-season for their under-13s and their under-15s is 7 to 8 tournaments that they travel around the world and compete in. So we really need to get to that level, and I think that this is a, you know, tournament and initiative such as this of the Engine, doing the knockout stages. It's already a massive drive. The competition is already fierce there, and then basically getting the culmination of it in one event where you really are playing the best of the best in one platform. We made it a round robin format so that everybody gets to play everybody, and we get a true winner. We don't want to make it a knockout at this stage, and we really want to see who the best under 18 team in the country is.
And of course, that is what we want to see as well, the consumers of the sport and people that are interested in the sport, because ultimately these boys are going to go and end up becoming our superstars in the professional setup. The question now then leads me to this one. There have been a couple of case studies over the couple of months. One case study that I picked up about age and the questioning of age when it comes to youth football. There was one player playing for Germany. He's of Cameroonian descent. His name is Youssoufa Moukoko, and he's 12 years old, and he's played for Borussia Dortmund in the under-17s, in the under-15s, and he's been scoring goals in those levels. And from a physical standpoint, you see a player that looks 18 but is billed as 12 years old, and the German association has gone out and said that, well, we do have the documentation, and this boy is 12 years old. We cannot dispute that. And closer to home, in the latest edition of Sokala Duma, there was an article surrounding Kaizer Chiefs' new youngster now, Moisman Miyiwa, who scored against Cape Town City recently. His age is billed as 17. There was a club owner. I don't want to get into the allegations thereof. I'm going to get to the question. There was a club owner who mentioned the fact that the boy was, he knows the name Wiseman, but he knows that when he trialed for his club, or when he played for his club, he was not billed as 17. He should be maybe 25. So how does this tournament, because it's the best of the best, of course, and we teams want the prestige of having to be known as a club that won the Engine Champs of Champs 2017, 2016, whatever the case is, how then does a tournament of this magnitude, how do you ensure that it's a level playing field and that all players are 17 years old?
Yeah, look, that's a fantastic question, and it's something that's played youth football, you know, for around the world, and we've been a lot of victims to it. Even personally in the Super Sport Academy, we've also fell victim to it. We do the best test that we can, from getting all of the IDs, to getting all of the parents' consent, to going back to the school where they were first registered, to checking mothers' IDs with the Home Affairs. We really go the extra mile to try and ensure that we are developing the right player at the right age, as you rightly said. Because we don't want to have a player that wasting a spot for somebody else and he's 5 or 6 years older than he says he is, and it's not fair on anyone. And a lot of our tournaments get tainted and a lot of the sponsors get a bad reputation because, you know, that's the headline. It's this competition or that competition. And that's why sponsors are shy of coming to the game. They don't want to be in the media for the wrong reason. And unfortunately, that's what happened. So in looking at that, we have considered it. We're using quite a stringent registration process. We are already going to the processes that were involved in the knockout stages. And adding to that, we've joined up with a biometric system with the South African Home Affairs.
Nice.
They do fingerprint scanning. And if that is linked up, and we are already want to eradicate HTT in all levels and forms of the game. Because, as you rightly said, we want to see the best product. We want to see tomorrow's stars today. For me, that's the most purest form of football, when there's no agents, there's no big money, there's no contracts, there's no sponsorship. The guys are playing for the truest form of the game. And you see fantastic quality of football. You see the next heroes and superstars today. So it is. It's a big privilege to be hosting a tournament like this and seeing the talent coming through. But we're also learning as part of a tournament. We don't want to just stop off and say we're hosting the best tournament. We do need to take it up a level. So we're introducing the biometric system today. We've also linked up with the All My Sports SA, which is an online registration. Each player gets an ID card. We are going to test it out in this tournament. Now, instead of providing team sheets, that the referee can take a smartphone, scan the card, and it automatically updates a list which goes to a register that, you know, can be linked with SAFA and can be linked with the PSL and all others. So once the player starts getting a digital footprint and into the system, it's going to be very hard for HTT to start creeping in. So that is another first that we're doing. In terms of making it a better event, we have got ASP, which is going to be on site. They're providing ice baths for all of the teams and the massage and recovery, because we've seen in the past, when we were playing 3 games in a day, that the quality of football deteriorated, that the injuries were increased, and it wasn't fantastic for football. So we have taken that into account. We are putting in all of those measures in place. We saw that off the field is just as important as on the field. Doing interviews such as this, that they need to have media training. We've gotten Soccer Laduma's Gal Odgers to come through and give them do's and don'ts, the importance of social media, how to act, how to do an interview. I think these are essential skills for any sportsman, and it's widely neglected. We've also got Rand Water that has come through to the party to make sure that everyone's hydrated, even the supporters and the fans. And then a big treat for everyone, if they can't make it out to touch, the facility is looking in great nick, and it will be a great day out, you know, last day of the school holidays, got nothing better to do, come through there. If you really can't, the semi-finals and the finals are going to be live streamed on Facebook, and that's another first that we are doing. So it is a tournament of first, and hopefully, you know, when we do the post-mortem on the event, that we can come back with some good results.
Of course, there's a lot of information that you've provided, but it gives the indication that you guys are serious about getting the product across to people, making it accessible. The fact that you also care about the players, you're providing them with media training. There's also water for people like myself who'd like to be at the stadium and watch these boys playing. Now let's take a look in the past. You guys have had quite a few talented players, none other than the likes of Siyanda Xolo, Thulani Serero, passing through this. And the question is then, there's also Dylan Klassen who's participated, and Ronan Williams, who's about to be an African champion should SuperSport succeed in the CAF Confederations Cup, have also participated in the tournament at some point in their lives. Now, the question is, how do you rate the success of these kind of tournaments? Do you rate them by them providing professional footballers or providing us with overseas-based Bafana Bafana players? How do you necessarily rate the success of these tournaments? Of course, the success is to play on Friday and have finalists on Sunday, but there's more to the success of a tournament at junior level than that.
Yeah, look, it's exactly that. You know, we pride ourselves in going back in the history books and seeing the players that this almost can use that as a springboard to propel these players to the next level. And in my opinion, there's a big disconnect. At youth football, we are competitive globally. I've personally been overseas with under 13 groups, under 15 groups, and we've beaten the likes of the Barcelona, the Real Madrid, the PSV, the Feyenoord. And then the disconnect comes when the guys are between the gap years between the academy and the first team. You know, I don't think that the structures in South Africa are there to facilitate the moving of these players up as freely as it should be. And for me, I think these are the pivotal cases where tournaments such as this come in, where they now start playing against big opposition, opposition of similar strength, in a professional environment. We put them through we try and put them through the same procedures as that of a PSL match, you know, where we've got four referees per match. We don't skim back on anything like that. We try and get the highest level of referees. I do have to thank Safa for you know, Nealon and his team for giving us all of the support from Safa Tswane, as well as all the way up from Dennis Mumbo. You know, they all endorse this. It is part of the technical symposium that we attended. And we need more of these tournaments. And so much so that now we are attracting global interest. And it's funny that you said the overseas players like the Tulani Ferreros, the Kamakhelo Makotos, you know, even though the Dane Clays that played in this tournament. So we've got coming through confirmed a scout from IS Monaco that is coming through to the tournament. We've got a couple of other scouts from Belgium that are coming through for the tournament that have personally asked me for accreditation and scouting forms and all of that. So it is a level. We've got to look at every single detail. We want to showcase the best that South Africa has to offer, because personally I think we do have a great product, and we just need now to showcase it in the right platform. And I think more tournaments like this, that it will just make that transition from amateur football and from academy football to the PSL into professional football, you know, locally or abroad, a lot easier for all involved.
Mr. Balasani, before we let you go, I just wanted to look ahead now for this weekend. There are teams like the Old Mutual Academy and the debutants Durban FC, Shining Stars, also Super Sports, Virginia Academy will also be there. The Stars of Africa Academy is also going to be participating in the tournament, with making it six teams. Now let's look forward. What do you expect for this weekend? And do you have, as a person that is involved in development football, perhaps not as a coach, not as a hands-on as a coach, what do you expect from this weekend's event? And maybe do you have a few players that you would like to name drop? I mean, we've seen Deadman Farmer, Morne Nel. Those are beautiful players that have come through from SuperSport United. What do you foresee this weekend, and who should we look out for?
Oof, it's a good question. Look, for me, it's a nice one, because it just shows that, you know, football academies are thriving in South Africa. We've only got one PSL club here, which is the host club. You know, we qualified almost by default with our relationship from Engine. We've worked with them closely. They've seen our passion for football, our passion for youth football, and they know our hearts in the right place. Now, it's difficult for me, because I basically have to take my academy hat off and put on my tournament director hat on, and I've got to be completely, you know, unbiased to any of the teams. So, you know, if anything, I treat SuperSport United harsher than any of the other teams, and I've got to make sure that they're setting the correct example. But in saying that, the Old Mutual Football Academies, we've been friends with them, we've partnered with them in the past, we've had, you know, fantastic players. Nice to see ex-players and a coach like Noel Cousins coming up. We've got Durban FC, like you said, new kids on the playground. We're really looking forward. I know in the past the Amazulus and that have come up. We're really looking forward to see what Durban FC can do. Shining Stars from PE, fantastic hotspot for talent. Like you said, you know, even coming to my academy, we've had Dane Clay, we've had the Kermit Erasmuses, we've had the Denwin Farmers. A lot of players that are PE based are the ones that have made it in professional football. And Stars of Africa, you know, very on Farouk Khan's academy. Fantastic at it. So it is. It's a lot of big names. It's a lot of big names that we're dropping. What I expect to see is a good competition played in a good spirit. I just want football to be the winner at the end of the day. I wanted the crowds to see a lot of goals, and I really want it to be an example of how a football tournament should be run, and an example to the rest of the other tournaments and the other sponsors. And it's a challenge that I'll put out to them. It's saying, guys, this is what Indian Champ of Champs is doing, from the knockout stages, which started in June, July, all the way now until the 8th of October, to find the best under 18 player in South Africa. And if the big clubs and the big scouts are not out there with the, you know, watching the event, then they fast asleep, you know. And it is, I think it's a challenge. We're putting we're setting the standard, and we're saying, guys, let's beat our standard. Let's make football better. We want to offset the complacency. We want to offset the, you know, the stigma that tournaments are barely running in South Africa, and they are late and they are delayed. You want to really put in a nice showpiece. I think we've got all of the players in place to put on a fantastic showpiece. I think it will be great entertainment value for anyone. And come down, come have a look. It's free entrance. There's absolutely no charge. Come to the stadium, come support your team or the province that you're from, and just come and enjoy a nice day in the sun and watch quality football.
Giancarlo Balosini is the Champ of Champs Engine Tournament Director. We thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate your presence here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for listening. As always, we appreciate your presence and your listening to this show. Youth football is very, very important for the PSL, the National First Division, for Bafana Bafana and the Junior National Team. So these kind of conversations are important. These kind of tournaments are important. Thank you very much. Listen to the next episode next week on Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.